Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So one of the greatest things about this job is that, this being Boston, the entire world courses through the lives of individual people around us, and we get to hear about it on the show. Now, this isn't some parochial pro-hub of the universe boosterism. Blech. Seriously, we've done a bunch of in-depth series on major issues such as housing and school testing, to name a few. And with each one, we've spoken with someone whose personal experience transforms our understanding of the bigger story. For example, last year, we spent a lot of time talking about the housing crisis in our series Evictions in East Boston. The depth of the crisis was laid bare when we met longtime East Boston resident Olga Pasco.
My name is Olga Pasco. I have lived in East Boston in 30 years.
Olga Pasco had been living in the same East Boston apartment for the past 25 of those 30 years. But this past August, she was forced to move.
That's her side.
Ana y Candy, los niños.
This is my side, and this side is Anna and Candy's and the kids. And this is the space I share with my daughter when she comes. She sleeps here. So up here is where the women sleep, and downstairs is for the men.
Olga Pasco's bed is neatly made. It's two cots pushed together and covered with blankets and a printed bedsheet. The other bed, where her friends sleep, look as if the children have just finished taking a nap. A white plastic baby gate blocks the stairs, and there's some privacy, but only the little afforded by a folding temporary screen near the beds.
I mean, it's nice, but it's not home.
No, no es un hogar. No.
That's because Olga Pasco is living in a church, Our Savior's Lutheran in East Boston. Her bed is upstairs in the nave, wedged behind the pews, about a dozen rows back from an altar dominated by a life-size painting of Jesus.
Yeah, aquí vivimos. Y gracias al Pastor Don, que él nos...
Yes, this is where we live, thanks to Pastor Don. He opened the doors for us to live here, because the landlords, who have all the money in the world, they threw us out on the streets without compassion. They knew we were human beings, but nothing mattered to them.
That's East Boston resident Olga Pasco. You heard an excerpt from our special series, Evictions in East Boston. It was a four-parter that we aired last fall. And we listened back to it because the truth of the matter is that the news is about people. And people are living the effects of the news in their daily lives. And that is why all of this matters.